Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome to the show. And if you're with me through, we figured it out, over the 9 years, then welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm glad you're joining us. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I got to let you all know about that. How's your week been? What's going on with your life? Tell me. Recently, I was at Sundance, and there was a very interesting gifting suite at the Indie Lounge, and there I discovered Pinner Test. And Pinner Test is a new generation lab test performed with your blood sample. It is the most accurate food intolerance test in the world that can detect your exact food intolerances. So it was really awesome because I did it for Ion South Florida. We were on camera. It was a whole big thing. And the results came back, and I'm going to share them with you tonight here on Max and Friends. So we'll just get to Pinner Test in a moment. Listen, I've got to talk to you about some awesome things that are happening here on Max and Friends. We're in the process of booking a new season. May starts our 9th year. So we did some really great social media the other day that we put out that said, if you're an author, actor, musician, conscious creator, whatever it may be, reach out to us because I would love to have you on the show. You can email me directly, max@maxtucci.com. That's the easiest thing to do. Reach out to me. Let me know what's going on in your life. How are you doing? That's what I want to know. But I want to talk about Pinner Test because I've got literally like my whole family involved now. My sister, my brother-in-law, my mom is doing one. My niece is going to do one. And tonight I want you to do one. For more information, you've got to go to Pinner Test, PINNERTEST.com. And why I love Pinner Test is because it changed my life, and now I have the opportunity to save you money because, of course, there's a promo code because I wouldn't leave you all hanging out in the dry without saving some money. So the promo code is MAX. So again, you're going to have to go to Pinner Test, PINNERTEST.com. Use promo code MAX. But we're going to tweet all that later. So follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. There you'll be able to use my promo code, save money. There's some great installments if you don't want to pay up front. I suggest you do it because it's life-changing. Literally, since I've done it, I've cut out the things that I'm intolerant to. The best part of that is that I'm feeling better by eliminating, just in my certain circumstance, 4 foods. And like minor ones, not like major stuff. And because I've eliminated these 4 foods, I'm telling you the God's honest truth from my heart to yours that I feel so much better. And I look better too. How you doing? Anyway, follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci because tonight we're going to talk about Pinner Test and they're going to get the information where you can find it. Again, Pinner Test is the new generational lab test performed with your blood. So they're going to send you a kit. Why do I have to explain it when I have someone here who knows everything about it? So without any further ado, welcome Ferret to Max and Friends. How are you?
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm super. Thank you. So before we get into the whole Pinner Test, what is your affiliation with Pinner Test? I think my listeners are going to want to know.
I am in food intolerance test business over 30 years, Max. I'm one of the members of the team who developed this Pinner Test. The Pinner Test is made right now in California, in San Jose, in R8 Labs, which is one of the most advanced labs in the United States. Actually, I'm one of the inventors of this technology.
So Pinner Test results report are very easy to understand. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. Like Pinner Test is a, you don't actually, of course, you can go over a practitioner to perform the test, but even if you buy it online and perform the test, the results that you receive are very, very simple because there is a green column and a red column. If the food is foods are listed on the green column means that you don't have a reaction to them and you can eat them. But if they're on the red column, means that your body has reacted to these foods and you have to avoid these foods. So that's very simple.
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between food intolerance versus food allergy, because there's a big misconception.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. A lot of people confuse them. They think that it's a kind of food allergy. You know, food allergy is actually something very severe. Like if you are intolerant, if you are allergic to a food, let's say you're allergic to peanuts, and then if you eat a peanut, immediately you will start seeing the reaction. Like in maybe half an hour, your mouth will swallow, you will have hard time breathing. It depends, of course, what kind of allergy you have, but usually the symptoms are really very important things, and you can die from food allergy. And of course, that's why a lot of people carry those EpiPens and stuff, because in case they eat, for example, if you're allergic to peanut and if you eat it by mistake, then you definitely need some kind of stuff like that. So in case. But food intolerance is also an immune reaction. It's a kind of allergy, but we call it type 2 allergy. It's a delayed allergy. So the symptoms are much different than the classic allergy. Let's take the same example, peanuts. If you're intolerant to peanuts, what will happen right now, this time, is that you eat the peanut, and then maybe after 2 hours, maybe after 3 hours, or maybe the next day, you will start feeling some discomfort. So what can this discomfort be? It might be like bloating. It is fatigue. You feel tired. You will feel like depressed a bit because your serotonin production will stop. And then you might have a migraine attack, or you might have other aches. You might, in long term, if you keep on eating the food that you're intolerant to, you might have like chronic symptoms like rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
I tell you the idea behind it, why it's like this. So when you have a food intolerance, I want to start from the beginning, actually. I want to tell what is a food intolerance before the test. So a food intolerance is actually a maldigestion. If you cannot digest the food, that food gets stuck in your body, gets in your gut system, in your intestines. It gets stuck. So what happens is that that food that is stuck in your intestines starts to inflammate your intestines. And you start to have a problem. This causes the pores in your intestines to open and release all that material in your bloodstream. So let's say you are intolerant to lettuce. Lettuce, everybody knows it like a very healthy product, but if you're intolerant to lettuce, when you eat it and it goes to your intestines and you don't have the enzyme to digest it, then it gets stuck there and starts to inflammate, and then the pores open, and those lettuce proteins, which are supposed to enter the bloodstream as amino acids, not as whole proteins, start entering your bloodstream. So the body knows, can identify the amino acids, but it cannot identify proteins. Although they are healthy things, the body thinks that, oh, this is something like a virus or a bacteria, I have to attack it. So it's not like a quick response like an allergy, but they go to their headquarters in the body and they start producing some weapons to have a big war against these things. So we saw a lot of people that are fighting with these chronic diseases for years, sometimes decades. I have seen a lady who had a lot of edema. And she was telling me, oh, I drink every day parsley juice, because parsley juice is known as edema remover. And what we found out in her report was that she was extremely intolerant to parsley. Parsley was the reason of the edema. And when she removed it, she lost 30 pounds in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it's most incredible. Of them were edema.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, if you're joining us right now, my name is Max Tucci. You're tuning into Max and Friends. Tonight, we're talking to Pinner Test. I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. Now, stay tuned, because after this song by my girl Izina, Rise Up, we're going to talk about more food intolerances. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.
Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Tell your sisters and your brothers too, you're more precious than any Jew. Rise up, family. Time to embrace your divinity. Call your sisters and your brothers too. You're more precious than any Jew. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up, rise up, family. Rise up, family, embrace your divinity. No matter your race, sex or creed, no matter what God you believe, rise up. Embrace your destiny. Tell your sisters and your brothers too, you're more precious than any Jew. Rise up, rise up.
Shalom aleinu. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. We're talking tonight about Pinner Test. That was the song from Izina, Rise Up. To find out more information about food allergies and food intolerances, there's a difference. A food allergy affects about 2% of the adult population, while food intolerances affect more than half of the world's population. So do you have bloating, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, heartburn, acne? What is it that these are the symptoms that the body is reacting to what you eat? So what's interesting tonight here with Pinner Test is that we are debunking and the difference between food allergy and food intolerance. And food intolerance is something that just by changing your diet, you can have a healthier life. Some people can't digest certain types of food. So this is where we come in with the food intolerance. And these may lead to discomfort and disease that lasts for a lifetime. You know, what's interesting, Farid, is that when I love coconut. So we're getting into my personal test right now. Coconut was on my number three, like avoid, avoid, avoid. And, you know, I drank coconut water all the time. I love coconut. I spend a lot of time in Florida. Coconuts are everywhere. Love coconut. And literally, like, I felt like bloated. I had like heartburn, acid. I really didn't feel well from, and I always thought like the same thing with this woman with parsley. Oh, I'm drinking coconut water. It's so healthy for me. I love coconut water. And then the next thing I know after I get my Pinner test back is that...
Actually, it's very healthy for most of the people.
Yeah,
really.
Except
I mean,
for
like,
me.
I feel good when I drink it, but I have a friend who's also intolerant to coconut, and he becomes sick when he drinks it.
Yeah, and that was my that was one of my issues. And literally since, I mean, what, Sundance was February. Since I've cut it out of my system, I like literally I feel so much better just by eliminating coconut. I'm sad to do it, but you know, it's something that's for the betterment of my health. So how food intolerance...
Let me ask you something. Yeah. It's actually, you know, our first conversation. We never talked before.
No.
But you talked to another, my colleague. But did when you were drinking coconut, did you ever feel like craving for carbs and sugar?
You know, honestly, I don't remember, but I know that every time.
But no,
I,
in general, like, do you crave for carbs, like in general, or sugar or sweet things?
Yes, I do. Like,
okay, so let me tell you something. This is actually one of the most important things that we have to know about food intolerance.
Okay.
You're familiar with the serotonin hormone, most probably. It makes us happy, high, and you know, it keeps us full. One of the most important things that serotonin can do is to make us feel full so that we don't eat more. So most of the people think that the serotonin hormone is produced in our brain. And if you ask 10 people, maybe 9 of them will tell you that it's produced in brain. I tell you something, 95% of the serotonin is produced in the intestines. Only 5% is produced in the brain. So when there is an inflammation due to food intolerance, the serotonin production in our body stops completely. Only 5% in the brain. The immune system also has problem because the immune system's headquarters is also the intestines. So immune system is slowing down, and the serotonin production stops. You know what happens? You start craving for sugar, craving for carbs, and it becomes almost impossible to have a healthy diet. I give you an example. Let's say you are intolerant to dairy. You are actually the protein in the dairy, which is casein that we check. So I'm not talking about lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance is very common. It's just bloating and stuff like that. But the main important thing is the casein intolerance, which we check. So then you go to a dietitian or a nutritionist and tells you that you can start your day with a piece of cheese and some vegetables and give you a calorie diet, okay? This calorie diet seems like, let's say, 15,000 calories per day. Normally, you're supposed to lose a lot of weight, and it's a healthy diet. You don't get a lot of sugar and carbs, so your blood sugar level must be stabilized. Normally, you shouldn't crave much. But if you are intolerant to dairy, after you eat that small piece of cheese in the morning, and if you keep on eating it every day, your intestines will start getting inflamed every day more. And then you will come to such a position that you will never be able to continue with your diet, because you will have such an inflammation in your intestines that your serotonin production will stop. You will feel so down. You will say, oh, I have to eat something to recover. I'm feeling so bad. I have to eat something. I'm so hungry. I'm craving for sugar. And this will make it almost impossible. Peanut test is pretty new in the United States. We were here for a bit late for United States for some reasons. We are originally from Europe. So in Europe, when we started this business a long time ago, of course, we changed a lot of technologies. We started with different technologies, and now we have a technology which is called the microarray method, which only in the world. Microarray, some companies say, but our microarray is a bit different. Only peanut test has that technology, new technology, which can understand your permanent intolerances. So in Europe, if you go to a dietitian or nutritionist in most of the countries, like Germany, France, Italy, Turkey, Greece, the most of the dietitians who are aware of the new technologies will tell you, you know what, I cannot give you a diet plan before you bring me your peanut test result. And I can say in most of the countries, more than half of the dietitians will tell you to do so.
Absolutely.
I was in Italy recently. I went to a couple of pizzerias. Under all of them, they said, oh, if you have a peanut test result, please bring it to me. We have tested over 1 million people right now.
Yeah.
So, and this is almost like a standard here. In America, there are like some other technologies, but they are so old, we almost quit them like 20 years ago, those technologies which are available in the United States. Because those technologies cannot give you your permanent and temporary interest. This sounds like a kind of confusion, but I tell you, it's very easy.
No, well, you know what's easy about it is that for me and for doing this, you know, all of the technicalities I leave up to you. The easy part is that once you order the kit, it comes to the house. Literally, you prick your finger, you do your little blood sample, you send it in. That's it. It's that simple. But what I want to talk about before we get into all of the 200 food types that you test for, I want to talk to you real quick about what we were just talking about, which was the serotonin hormone, which makes us feel full and responsible for our good mood. But yes. So what we're saying is that if we have an intolerance to, let's say, lettuce or parsley, like that woman, or coconut, is that one of the reasons why we gain weight?
Well, if you think like this, you're intolerant to lettuce, mm-hmm. and you're starting the day with a salad. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you feel so down and depressed, and you feel so tired that you feel like eating a huge pizza. Mm-hmm. So this is why you gain weight. It's actually very simple.
Okay.
So, of course, lettuce is a low-calorie food. It doesn't cause a lot of fat in your body, but the end of the day is the problem, or the next day. So, because you always crave for sugar, you feel like you have to eat something to recover. Mm-hmm. That's a weird feeling.
So and, my question to you is, why do we overeat?
We overeat because of the lack of serotonin hormone, we cannot feel satisfied from what we eat. Mm-hmm. We always feel like, oh, I have to eat more. And you come to such a position, you're so bloated, you have overeaten, you feel like you're dizzy, like you have eaten a huge meal, mm-hmm. but still you feel like there is something missing. Like you feel like, maybe I didn't eat a dessert, or maybe I didn't drink a coffee. I feel like, and after a few hours, you start opening the refrigerator and searching for some food. Because the serotonin, which is like, which is controlling all these systems, cannot be produced in our body because our intestines are all inflamed. Imagine you scratch your hand and put it in the dirt all the time and it gets inflamed. You see how terrible it is. You can, you put the antibiotics on it to something similar happens in the intestines because the inflammation in our intestines is very serious. And, you know, the science is so much concentrated recently on this inflammation because Now, it is discovered that most of the diseases are caused by this inflammation in the gut system. What can happen? I cannot tell that, oh, you're intolerant to coconut, so you it will come up as a migraine. No. Unfortunately, we cannot tell you what will be the symptom, because in some person it's just a bloating, in some person is a kind of terrible migraine, but the most common ones in the people, which is lack of serotonin, which ends up with depression, the carb cravings, and also fatigue is very important, because it's like, when you have a flu, you cannot move. You feel like laying and sleeping, you feel so tired. It's not that extreme like that, but it's something similar, because your immune system is fighting with those proteins coming from the sometimes the healthy foods.
Right.
And your body, your CRP level goes up, and which puts you in the bed, because your body wants to keep you in the bed because you are fighting.
Yeah.
So,
interesting about, food intolerances is that we have to listen to our body. If something doesn't feel right, there's a reason. And what I love about Pinner test is that literally I found out the reasons why when I ate certain foods, I had these reactions. So I just want to go over my chart with you real quick, because I have it in front of me. And this is the first time I'm telling everybody on air what
I'm... Next, on that, I want to tell you something. Some people say that, you said listening to your body, but it is so difficult to identify these foods. Because let's say you had a breakfast in the morning, you had a lunch, you had a dinner, and the next day after the breakfast, you start to have some symptoms.
Mm.
Normally, a person would think that the last thing he or she ate was the problem. But maybe you eat 20 foods, all of them include so much different foods. Maybe you had 100 different items, 100 different food types in one day, and it's almost impossible. And can you imagine if you are intolerant to 5 different things? Find it out?
Yeah, Pinner test.
It's almost impossible.
The Pinner test.
Yeah.
That's the way you find out.
Yeah.
So Pinner test, what you test for is 200 food types. And after you receive the blood sample, within 10 days, people usually they get their results via email. So I got my results. And the ones I have 4 things that I'm intolerant to, which is good. The one that's the most is coconut. That's a 3 degree. So Pinner test, they run on a scale from 1 to 3. 1 is low intolerance and 3 is a high intolerance. So for me, coconut is level 3. And along with a level 3, I also have chili pepper. So those two are my 3 degrees of avoiding, stay away. And then the other two, which are 1 degree, is garlic and potatoes. So those are my 4 that after my Pinner test was determined, those are the 4 things that I should stay away from. Now, just to clear up some confusion, if there's any, because people are going to be doing the test, you can go to pinnertest.com and use promo code MAX, M-A-X. You heard us here on Max and Friends. But for instance, when I have a 1 degree with a potato, does that mean that I just should not eat potatoes, or how should I incorporate them in my love of potato pancakes?
Well, for me, honestly speaking, it doesn't matter 1 or 2 or 3. It's actually the technical degree of the reaction in your blood. But whatever we put on that report is a reaction. So you're intolerant.
Okay.
So my advice, you shouldn't eat any of this.
So stay away from
even
all 4
if it's
of them.
One. Yes, definitely. Because I know people who have so severe reactions from +1. And some, maybe +3. Is that 1 to 3 is not the symptoms level. That's the antibodies amount in your blood. Even sometimes small amount of antibodies, like a IgG reaction, can cause a important disease. So, and one other thing I want to tell, which is also very important, that some of the doctors and dietitians, they don't like food intolerance tests, and they are totally right. I'm with them, because they are always thinking about all technologies that are giving you. For example, if you were tested with a food intolerance test like 10 years ago, you have right now 4, which are your permanent intolerances.
Mm-hmm.
you would most probably get like 30 puts. Did you know that? And 26 of them were actually your temporary intolerances, which you didn't need to follow that diet. You didn't need to remove that. And at that time, when you were having a food intolerance, and you were receiving unnecessary 26 foods, your doctor, at that time you need is a practitioner or a dietitian. And they were telling you, you know what, we'll go to a kind of scale elimination method that you will have to take this out and wait for a month and then try the other one to find the permanent ones. So that was kind of like a nightmare, I tell you, because it took sometimes years to identify, which is so, of course, obviously, a lot of dietitians and doctors didn't want to do the test. They didn't like it. They didn't find it scientific. Also, the reproducibility rate, we call it, which is like you test the same person after a certain amount of time, and you to find the same result, the rate of it was very, very low. But in, for example, peer test, we tested over 5,000 people after 1 year, 95% of them came with the same result, which shows how precise it is. We did research with the University of Udine in Italy, and it will be published this year in August, most probably. And so we exactly tell you which are your permanent intolerances, and you don't need to do any kind of elimination trials. Or you don't need to, you just remove these foods. That's it. And you wait for a couple of weeks to see the results because, you know, it's like an inflammation on your skin. I mean, it doesn't immediately in a few days recover. It takes a few weeks. And then you have to be patient a bit. And then you will really see, a few weeks is not really that much. You will see the results. And I know a lot of people, they say, I don't crave for sugar anymore. I don't want to even eat carbs anymore. I feel like eating healthy. And what they did is maybe took out, I don't know, cucumber from her diet, took out maybe chicken from her diet. It's some very healthy looking foods can really make you sick sometimes.
We have a question real quick. I have a question.
Yeah.
And the question is from Nikki, and she asks, will your food intolerances change over the years, and if I'm pregnant, will my food intolerances read different? So two questions. One, does our body change, and will, let's say, 5-7 years from now, our food intolerances be different?
Normally, in the old test, yes, it changed, because temporary intolerances change. You eat too much bananas, and the next day they were telling you that you were intolerant to bananas. Actually, you were not. They were changing, but not anymore. In the new technology, mm-hmm. It tells you exactly what's your food intolerance. So normally, they don't change. I'm like, it's good to retest after like 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. But as I told, I test myself every year twice for the last 10 years with this new technology. We presented this new technology 5 years ago, but actually we were always researching for the last 10 years. So my results always came the same. I wish I recover, because I'm intolerant to dairy, which is really not so easy. I got used to it. Okay, you get used to it.
Of course.
Because when you see the benefit, you don't want to eat it.
Of course. Now, the other question she had is, during pregnancy, are your food intolerances different than when you're not pregnant?
Well, it's Max, it's difficult to say because actually we are not a diagnostic test.
Right.
You know, we are just a recommendation. But we have some, actually, let's say like this. There is no study that shows that during pregnancy, the results are affected. Maybe some other immune system reactions can be changed, but we didn't see any clue. Or we don't know, as far as I know, there is no scientific study that shows that in pregnancy these results do not come true. So, but if they can be patient for like a couple of months, they will feel more comfortable, I believe. I mean, but when if you ask the same question for the children, definitely the children must be tested after 2 years old.
After
because, True, yeah, because the immune system gets stabilized after 2 years. Before that, you know, you get most of the antibodies and everything from your mother, and your immune system is not stable. The child's immune system is not stabilized, and so definitely you will not get the right answer. A lot of patients come to us and they say, oh, we need to test our baby because really something is making the baby sick and nobody could find it. But say, we say, you know, like, we really can't do that because it's sometimes easier to test the mother. It gives sometimes good results, but we want to be very precise in like children or less than 2 years old, the test doesn't give you the right results. But over 2 years old, it's very precise, and we can tell you exactly what is your permanent intolerance that you have to take, and you see the results very quickly. No need for training, as you thought. It's just, the test process is very, very simple. Anyway, we sell all around the world, from Japan to Australia to Europe to anywhere, to Canada to America. And then all you have to do is you just order online, which is just a few seconds. You can just give the order, and you receive an envelope with a package for blood collection. And in that envelope, there's also a free return envelope that you just take a few drops of blood from your finger, drop it on the paper there, and put it in the envelope and send it back. And then you receive the results within 10 days via email. And if you have any questions about the results, you email our consultants to the support department, and they answer all kinds of questions to you. But usually it's very, very simple, very easy to understand. Also, just takes a few seconds to perform the blood collection. From the vein or anything.
No, it was so simple. You know, I was with my sister and her husband a couple of weeks ago, and they ordered the test, and they were like, oh, you know, my brother-in-law was like, I don't want to do it. I said, just give me your hand and I'll do it. I did it, and he was like, that was it? He's like, but it didn't hurt. So there's get the misconception that this hurts, because it doesn't hurt. I've done it. I've done it on camera. You can watch I in South Florida. I'll post the link so you can see me doing it there. It's really a great test. Fareed, thank you so much. We've got to wrap this segment up, but I want to let everyone know, Pinner test is the new generation lab test performed with your blood sample. It is the most accurate food intolerance test in the world that can detect your exact food intolerances. For more information, go to pinnertest.com. And if you want to buy one, then use the promo code here, because that's how we hook you up here on Max and Friends. Use promo code Max. Fareed, thank you so much for joining us today on Max and Friends.
Thank you so much, Max.
All right, everyone, stay tuned, because we've got more Max and Friends coming up now on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. If you don't have the LA Talk Radio app by now, go to the Play Store, download it. It's free. You'll love it. And you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, where we say what we want. Thanks to Monroe King. You know, Monroe King did the intro to my show years ago, and I love it so much. Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. He got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. Not scared of any topic, from sex dial to gossip. Listen in to Hero Max Edition, LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. So what I'm dishing now is conscious conversations. What does a conscious conversation mean to you? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. You know, I've done a lot of shows here on Max and Friends with Gordana Biernat and Nanda G and Valerie Love about conscious conversations, and I'm looking to broaden my horizon, not just on LA Talk Radio, but also on stage. I'm going to be touring the country and the globe with conscious conversations. So I want to know, what does a conscious conversation mean to you? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. It's all about conscious conversations. How do you get involved with one? How do you start one? What is the frequency of one? There's so many questions to what a conscious conversation is, and the only way to find out is collectively we co-create them. So what do they mean to you? And what do you want to get out of a conscious conversation? What do you want to get out of any conversation, really? And frequency is a big thing when you go into conversation and synchronicity. And like Yana Van Sant teaches about conversation and hard conversation especially, don't just assume you can have a hard conversation. you've got to actually set up an appointment to have one, because when you spring it on people, all of a sudden there's like a different in frequency, there's a different synchronicity, and they might not be ready to receive the hard conversation. So take your time and invite someone to have a hard conversation. But getting back to conscious conversations, I have a lot of time to have conscious conversations, because time is really all we have. And, you know, we did a show here about the illusion of time, and I just think as long as we're here, we have it. So enjoy it. But you know what I have time for, too, is some music. So right now on Max and Friends, one of my favorite songs from Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. We'll be right back.
Every day I wake alone, knowing in my bones, this ain't my home, no, no. Every leaf that leaves a tree, hypnotically, reminds me so. I tell you I need a second chance. I'm afraid to learn. I can dance, but I can't turn. Oh, tell me,
will you lead me to the water? Gotta hear my soul in the water. Will you lead me to the water? Gotta hear my soul.
Stops the dream of peace begins. Every little means is sold as an end. But tell me, where does the meaning begin? Yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. To that man and what he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul?
Will you lead me to the water? Gotta hear my soul in the water. Will you lead me to the water?
To the water.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Earlier in the show, I played one of my favorite songs, Rise Up, from Ezina. Go to @EZINA on Twitter. Follow her. Love me like I love you. Listen, I've got to wrap the show up here tonight on Max and Friends, but I want you to know that I love you. I do. I think you're great. I think you're cool. I think you're groovy for coming and spending some time with me here on Max and Friends. And I want you to remember that your life is big. So keep reaching. Keep reaching. Until next time, I love you. I do. I really do. And I say good night and good karma and take life to the max. But right now, Velvel Muriga from Nandaji on Max and Friends. I'll talk to you all next Sunday. Good night and good karma.
Yeah. Yeah.